The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer. Welcome to New York.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning. Happy June 3rd on Monday, 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Anthony Scaramucci coming up momentarily. Brent Bozell on the show. John Catsimatidis on the show. And then my friend, the progressive, Adam Green. He's a buddy, family friend. Hey, Joe, can I come on your show? See, the progressives are even calling. And I want to just put aside the divide. And we will be objective, you know? And although I see a lot, I don't know what to tell you about this Democratic field. All these people running for president. And then they have these town hall things. And I'm watching them. And I'm going, really? Really? Is this going to really surface? I don't know who will surface, who possibly could surface. Anthony Scaramucci actually has a great take on all of this because he knows. He's been there. I love his take. He's very, very objective. You know, supports President Trump always, but he always has an objective take on everything that the president is doing. Anthony was an entrepreneur, financier, Wall Street icon at a very young age, a former White House communications director and author of that book, Trump, the Blue Collar President. So you guys let me know when Anthony jumps on, when he's done. And I think we got Anthony now, guys. We got him now.
Absolutely. Oh.
There it is. That Mr. Scaramucci, welcome back to the program, Anthony. How you doing, man?
Hey, Joe. Good morning. Okay, I'm looking for the soft kiss between President Trump and Meghan Markle this morning. You think that's going to happen?
I don't know. Huh? Well, she, you know, he got blamed. She took the first shot, Anthony. Didn't she say, "Oh, I would move out of the country if he's elected"?
By the way, she joins a list of, like, lots of people that said they were going to move out of the country. Okay, but she actually moved out of the country, Joe. All these other people, like Rosie O'Donnell, they're still in the country, Joe.
I know. And right? And Cher was going to...
I mean, you got to give her credit. She moved out of the country and became a princess. That's not so bad, right?
I know. And they're trying to draw this divide. It just drives me crazy how they do that, man.
That's stupid. Hey. By the way, Joe, listen to the whole tape. He was just like, okay, I didn't realize she was that nasty. I wish her well. He wasn't even like...
Going after her,
you know. I mean, he's the king of going after somebody. That was like a scale of 1 to 10 -5. You know what I mean?
You know what? And Anthony, I want to talk about your relationship with Donald Trump even before he became a candidate, Trump, because you were right there in the onset. But your Deidre, your wife was spectacular on the radio. Thank you, man. And with respect to you,
she loved it, Joe. I mean, she said that, you know, you're going to be the new therapist. So she's throwing plates at me. We're going to call Piscopo. Okay, how about that, right?
I can't.
But like, I'm getting hit with like porcelain plates, like the frisbees coming at my forehead. I'm going to call Joe Piscopo. To Joe.
It was great.
She loves you, Joe. Tell her to stop throwing the plates.
I will for sure. Hey, listen, man, you can give me some pointers because I'm not so good at that. It's just a beautiful thing. But I tell you what, she was savvy. She was on top of it. She was very honest. And I'm telling you, I see a Dr. Phil show with Anthony and Deidre Scaramucci. Come on, something to think about, Anthony.
Hey,
really?
Hey, huh? Listen, I would be open to anything. You know, the truth of the matter is, we both know how our relationships are, and ours was like in the La Brea tar pits, okay, and we were really on the outs. I mean, she filed for divorce. Thank God she still loved me. But, you know, the shots were coming across my bow. I'm in this stupid White House working for the president. We're fighting. Yeah. And, you know, so the good news is that we got our relationship back, and we learned a lot. And so you know, I listened to the whole interview she gave with you last week, and but you're a legendary guy. You're like, oh, Anthony loves you. Joe, that was so Italian of you the way you were doing that. You know what I mean? You have my back, Joe, right? And you have my back in public, right? And you know your Italian listeners right now that are guys that are driving in the car right now are like, yeah, Joe's the man, okay? You know, Joe, she could have pulled your fingernails out. You would have still said, Anthony loves you. Anthony loves you, right?
I've never seen a man love a woman more than Anthony loves you. That was but it's true.
Robert De Niro and the Deer Hunter. Remember when they had him in the water there, get eaten by the rats? You would have never gave it up, Joe, right?
Ever,
I mean,
I was ever.
Really impressive, man.
I'm a romantic, and I know a romantic when I see one. And as brilliant a businessman as you are a legend on Wall Street. Oh, you've been to the White House. Listen, you're a romantic, and you love your gal, man. And I love that about you, brother.
I do love her. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And the truth of the matter is, I made a lot of mistakes over that period of time. And here's a really big lesson for people. Don't let your pride and ego get in your decision making. You know, once Priebus and Bannon went to hit me, Joe, I said, okay, I gotta go after those guys, and that was really stupid of me. You know, it didn't turn out great for me in the White House, but it turned out so great for me in so many other ways. If that makes sense.
I don't know. I wanted to see you stay on. The criticism of Donald Trump is what I think are his strengths, Anthony Scaramucci. You need that in the White House right now. Right president for the right time. It's insane man.
I love the president. I'm super supportive. The weird thing is I don't like the whole, like, micro-syllable analyst. You have to say everything that Trump agrees you have to agree with. Yeah. I'm not in love with the tariff man idea. I'm not in love with him putting the tariffs on Mexico. I get the point, but you've got so many great things going on. Why slow down business investment? Why blunt the markets like that? You know, I mean, Joe, he's got an economic miracle going on as a direct result of his policies. The tariff thing is like literally taking, you know, the Twitter gun and blowing your left foot off in the middle of a great economy. So to me, I just hope he's got very strong people in there that are laying it out for him. I mean, I read the paper. I mean, I don't know anything more than you do, but I read the paper, and you know, sounded like Jared and Steven Mnuchin were against the idea. And I'm like, okay, thank God. At least he's got guys in there pushing back a little. Now, because Joe, once you hit the market, all the CEOs start slowing down their capital investments. And once they slow down their capital investments, you get a reduction in GDP, and we want this guy to win. You look at the alternatives out there, okay? And for your listeners that don't like the president, look at the alternatives, okay? So
exactly.
We want this guy to win.
Exactly.
We got to have the economy going well. We got to have the stock market going well as well.
Yeah, and it was interesting because I read your tweet a couple of days ago, $4 trillion wealth and evaporation. And you said trade wars are easy to win, quoting the president, as he always says. But you said even if the president is winning, it's just 25 to 100 billion in collected tariffs that American consumers will absorb. I mean, is it?
So the American taxpayer is going to pay the tariffs. I think I mentioned one time on your show, my cousin Augie's got an auto glass shop out on Long Island. Right. He had an $11,000 tariff bill last month. If the tariffs go from 10 to 25%, you're knocking the guy out of business. You're taking his 15 workers with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But do you think it'll just play it? I'm thinking it'll, you know best, Anthony. You know numbers better than anybody, man. But do you think it'll play itself out after time?
Well, here's the problem. You're by putting tariffs on, taking tariffs off, in a weird way, he's doing something that the Obama administration did. You know, everybody was scared of regulation in the Obama administration and that governmental policy slowing down their business, so they started hoarding cash. The thing that the president's doing right now by tariffs on, tariffs off, tariffs on, tariffs off, you're creating a lack of predictability, and you need the predictability. And the president would be way better off saying, okay, listen, I'm going to get these trade deals resolved. And over the next 5 to 6 years that I'm president, I'm leaving everybody alone so that we can get a 3.5% growth going in the economy. And so just look at the capital investment numbers in the first quarter, Joe. They were flat to negative. They're likely to be negative in the second quarter. That's not good news because he just reformed tax code, and those numbers were going through the roof last year. But those guys are slowing down now because they're like, okay, wait a minute. You know, he's going to disrupt my supply chain. you know, you put a 10-25% tariff on in Mexico. I get the fact that you want factories to move back to the United States, but they're still in Mexico. They're still in China. And so it's going to take 3 to 5 years to create that mobility. And you'll disrupt the supply chain for businesses large and small in the United States. You see what I'm saying? So I love the president, but yeah, I think it's very important to explain this stuff to people. And because you got to say, hey, Mr. President, you're doing so great on so many different things in every category. You're making great common sense decisions. But in this specific category, you're going to slow down the economy, which is one of the cornerstones of what you've done for the society. In fact, I really do believe 50 years from now, there'll be a political science class that discusses, okay, policies matter. You know, the Obama administration said, what are you going to do? Wave a magic wand and you're going to have 3% growth?
Yeah.
And Trump was like, okay, all I got to do is unleash the entrepreneurialism and the innovation and the creativity in the society by slightly deregulating and setting up a competitive global tax code, you know, and so he's proving that good policies, Joe, from a public sector matter.
Yeah, yeah. I'm wondering, he meets with Xi, what, next week or so, and maybe everything will calm down then, do you think, Anthony?
I hope. I can't tell you with great definition because, you know, he's you know, here's the problem. Like I said, every time I've got my pride and ego into something, I've made a mistake. You know, you're talking to my wife about that last week.
Yeah.
And what I'm worried about is once everybody's got their pride and ego into it, then they start doing things that are less rational. So, but I hope cooler heads prevail. I hope people look around and, you know, people that really love Trump, they're like, oh, he's just a shill for Wall Street. Totally not true. I want the president to do well. I mean, one of the things, reason why you and I are friends, you could pick up the phone, Joe, and tell me, hey, Ant, you're doing something wrong. You know, you got to make a course correction. And I got enough respect in you where I would at least double check my coordinates and try to do something differently.
Yeah.
So I just hope he sees what his friends see that are making these capital investments, you know, that are trying to figure out ways to grow their businesses and the economy.
And Anthony, the great Anthony Scaramucci, who saw when you were with Donald Trump from day one, Anthony, before we let you go, and I always appreciate your time, man. But when you met with Donald J. Trump, Citizen Trump, and then he says, I'm going to run, and you're on Wall Street or you're in an office somewhere, some beautiful high rise in the city. I mean, what was it that, because you were the number one fundraiser for Donald J. Trump.
Joe, I laughed, okay? You know, it was the morning after the Apprentice finale. I'm in his office. He said, wasn't I great last night? I said, what happened last night? Because it was the Apprentice finale. I said, oh, geez, I don't know. I was watching Fox News. He goes, you were the only one. He goes, I had unbelievable ratings. You know, it was unbelievable. And then he said, I'm running for president. I said, I laughed. I said, you're at 2% in the polls. And then Mr. Trump looked at me. He said, yeah, I'm at 2% of the polls right now. That's because people are like you. They don't believe I'm running for president. Wait till I run for president. I'm going to shoot right to the top of the polls. And I'm going to win the presidency.
Wow.
And that's exactly what he did, Joe. So you don't bet against the guy.
Yeah.
You know, this guy is a winner. He knows how to sink the putt.
Yep.
You know, I said that in the press conference. You know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I was already with Jeb. You may remember that. And I said, okay, if Jeb comes out of the race, I'll come work for you. And that's what I did. I was one of the first guys to sign on from Wall Street.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm very proud of that. Look, I mean, we're in a global economic soft war right now. We've got places like China that have manipulated the system and they've manipulated the trade policies to their advantages. And the president called them out. He's the first sitting president
That's
in 30
right.
years to do that. You know?
That's right. Anthony, listen, man, if you're not up for mayor of New York, running for mayor, what about running against Chuck Schumer for Senate in 2022? What are you thinking? Huh? Mooch, Senator Mooch, come on, huh?
Yeah, great. He's got 25 years in the Senate, and he's got all those Republicans in New York, unfortunately, that have given him all that money. And you know who was on his donor roll? Donald J. Trump. You know that.
Yeah, man.
All right, Joe, if you're my campaign manager, okay, and you can get my wife to stay married to me because I know you're a magician, I'll come on and talk about it with you. How's that?
Give Deidre my best. Anthony, we love you, man. You're very gracious with your time, Anthony. And we respect and love you, my friend. Okay, all the best to you, too. Anthony Scaramucci right there. God bless you, too. Check out the book, please. Anthony's book, Trump, the Blue Collar President, is the name of Anthony's book. That's a fun, great chat with the Mooch. With Piscopo in the morning. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, yeah, Brent Bozell on the show, John Katz and Matidis as well. Debbie Duhame looking out for you on the roads. Good morning, Debbie. How are we doing this morning on AM 970 The Answer?
Good morning to you, Joe. I'll tell you what's happening out here. First of all, the A train, we're seeing delays, and it's all due to signal problems. LIRR up to a 30-minute delay on the Huntington, Port Jeff, and Ronkonkoma branches. It's all due to some ongoing signal work. Let's see what else is happening out here as you travel around on the roads. It's still going to be pretty busy for you. Northbound Van Wyck getting up through Atlantic Avenue because of earlier problems. Watch out for some slowdown. Southbound Van Wyck through that area. Accident by Atlantic Avenue. Westbound side of the BQE right at the LIE. An accident there. And it's kind of busy on the Belt Parkway eastbound getting out toward the Cross Island with an accident there as well. Over on the Cross Bronx West, slowing down through 3rd Ave, inbound GWB 45, Lincoln 30, Holland 35. If you take it a ride over to 280 West, busy by exit 9, but they just cleaned up an accident over there. And the northbound New Jersey Turnpike heavy at 16W with a collision as well. Sunny today, high of 72. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it, covered it. Talk to farmers.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. Join me tonight to hear my compelling conversations with the movers, shakers, and newsmakers of our time.
I'm an equal American just like you are.
People call me because they feel nobody's paying attention.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, Boeing shares are losing ground before the market open. The Wall Street Journal says nearly 150 parts inside wings of Boeing 737 jets may be defective and need to be replaced. The FAA released a statement about the Boeing planes, including the MAX model. It says the issues are not a manufacturing problem and do not pose an immediate accident hazard. Morgan Stanley says if the U.S. follows through with threats to raise tariffs on imports from China to 25% and China retaliates, the U.S. could be in a recession in less than a year. Both China and Mexico have offered signs they are willing to negotiate with the U.S. over trade issues. The Dow dropped 354 on Friday, the NASDAQ was down 114, and the S&P lost 36. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 120 points. I'm John Hope Bryan, founder of Operation Hope. I want you to go to OperationHope.org and take your life back. Get your dignity back. Join the HOPE 700 Credit Score Community Program and take your life back. Go to OperationHope.org today or call us at 404-941-2919 today.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy. .com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit thesmartwaytobuy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Pain is the number one reason people go to the doctor. And that's why Relief Factor is doing so well these days. People don't like being in pain, but you also don't want to go down that prescription drug path. You want a 100% drug-free solution to back pain, to neck pain, to leg pain. Nobody more committed to helping people get rid of pain than the father and son team of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. I know these guys. They are on a mission. They have a heart for the hurting, and they are focused like a laser trying to help people with back or neck pain. Relief Factor, the quick start is discounted to $19.95. It's about $1 a day for 3 weeks. Then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day. Try the 3-week quick start. If after 3 weeks Relief Factor doesn't work for you, notify Relief Factor. You're only out $20. What do you have to lose except a whole lot of pain? As a customer, I know it works. I take a packet in the morning, a packet in the evening, never miss it. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Get started with a 3-week quick start today.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Mike Gallagher. Mike, coming up at 10:05 on AM 970, The Answer. But, you know, planning for the future is important. You know that. Are you and your family protected? If you're not around to make the decisions, who will? Are your assets protected from probate and nursing home costs? Time to plan is now. You need a will. You need a trust. You need a power of attorney. You need a health care proxy. I know you don't like to think about these things. I know. Living will, estate plan. You can attend a Connors and Sullivan free seminar and have all your questions answered by Mr. Mike Connors himself. Now, on Tuesday, June 25th, at the 3 West Club, that's 3 West 51st Street in Midtown. It's 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Thursday, June 27th, at Bocelli Restaurant. That's 1250 Highland Boulevard on Staten Island, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., 7 p.m. And if you can't make any of these free seminars, just call Connors and Sullivan, please, 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment, as I did. Lisa is standing by for you as I speak. Had a great time over there. But I'm telling you, it's a great office. It's very friendly. You know, it's friendly when you go in. You know what I'm saying? It's not like a law firm. You go in, you go, oh, I don't know what to do. Everybody that is so nice, Beth is there and Bridget's there, and they'll make you feel at home as they did with me. 718-238-6500. Connors and Sullivan. By the way, Mike Connors always says this, and it's so true. The biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything, coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Good morning, Jersey Joe on the radio, 727 on Monday, June 3rd already, believe that it's June. Here we're going into it, man. Bring on the summer, mama. I am so ready for that. Some beautiful days coming up. Hopefully we had good weekend this weekend as well. Saturday was a beautiful day, and Joe Lumberg will give you the breakdown in about a half an hour. Brent Bozell on the show, founder and president of the Media Research Center, author of the new book, Unmasked, Big Media's War on Trump, Media Bias. Brent will get into that in a big way. John Catsimatidis. John Katz, we love, you know, CEO of the Red Apple Group, host of the Katz Roundtable, Sunday mornings at 8:30, right here following Murano in the morning on AM 970, The Answer, and Katz at night as well. And then Adam Green is called me. He's like a progressive and a family friend, and we used to debate years ago. It was 20 years ago. We debated. He was a kid. Now Adam's a big progressive liberal, and we're going to put him on the show. So I know you don't want to miss that. 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. You're more than welcome to call. Great weekend. What a crazy weekend. We want to say thanks again to everybody coming out on Saturday night at the Saccone Theater. It was great, and just great to see you and great to meet you. Appreciate it very, very much. You are part of the family, and more than one person came up to me and said, Joe, you know, when you talk about your virtual kitchen table that we gather around every morning, well, we're part of that, and you really, really are, and we respect and love you for that. And a great show. Charlie Colello had the big orchestra on stage, and Jerry LaGuardia produced this thing. Peter LaDon runs the Saccone Theater up there, and just a great, great night. And then, of course, I brought my kids, and Mikey just ripped it up on guitar, my boy. And then Olivia was so poised, and so thank you for being there. It was an absolute love fest, and we appreciate you always showing up. Just to kind of, you know, when I get to put the face to the listeners and vice versa, when you see me and and you tell me how long you've been there, how long you've been listening, and then the different stories through the years. Like the judge that was there told me about a story about my pop, when my pop was a lawyer, and the good things my dad. I love hearing about that, and God bless you for that, and we appreciate that. Hey, Frankie, did the president land already in England?
Is that he did. He landed this early this morning. Right. So he's there, and he's tweeting. He, you know, he's going to be in Europe for 5 days, including in 3 days in the United Kingdom. So it's going to be interesting. You know, his last tweet was 39 minutes ago. He was tweeting about, he said, I believe that if people stopped using or subscribing to AT&T, they would be forced to make big changes at CNN, which is dying in the ratings anyway. It is so unfair with such bad fake news. Why wouldn't they act? When the world watches CNN,
Wait,
it gets
me,
a false picture of USA. Sad.
Wow. What is that about now? What was the impetus to that, do you think?
Well, so 52 minutes ago, he tweeted, just arrived in the United Kingdom. The only problem is that CNN is the primary source of news available from the U.S. After watching it for a short while, I turned it off. All negative and so much fake news. Very bad for U.S. Big ratings drop. Why doesn't owner AT&T do something?
I love it. I love it.
He's you know, he's absolutely right.
But why can't he get Fox News? I don't understand.
Well, you know what? They're
Sky News.
They have Sky News, which is the sister network.
But it's only focusing on England, so obviously he doesn't want that. He wants American news. But I just, so what?
But he's right. When you go abroad, you go out of the country, or you're in airports everywhere, there's CNN, they own it. And it's to me,
that must be a deal.
With respect, I have a lot of friends. Listen, I've been on with Anderson. I have immense respect for Anderson. And I used to Brooke Baldwin all the time. But then, God forbid, if you say anything positive about the president, they don't want to hear it. Unlike Fox, that puts on a very balanced presentation. So when you go to the airport, I see it's all it's all CNN all the time.
But you know
and
what bothers me?
Biased. It is biased.
You know what bothers me, though, Joe? When I'm in the gym, you know, in the evening or in the afternoon or whatever. All these two cable networks are doing most of the time is wall-to-wall stuff about Trump. It's whatever the president is tweeting or saying, they're reacting to it, and they have panels and this and that. There is far more news in this country than just the president. And when you have these breaking news stories that happen, a lot of times CNN does not have a crew available to cover the story because they're all busy covering Trump. Like, enough already. Enough. We get it. He's a polarizing figure, the president.
Why do you think they do that?
I get it. But the point is, CNN is not getting ratings. Nobody's watching them. They're turning it off.
They're trying, but that's why they're trying.
Right now, the president's in England, right? We're going to have wall-to-wall coverage of the president. He's meeting the royals. He's going up to the royals. Oh, my God. Nobody cares. Unless they do something that is that actually affects the entire country, why are we wasting our time on it? Let's talk about other news that's going on around the nation.
I think CNN should take to heart, to your point, Albert, is when they bash the president for no reason, in which they do, then the ratings drop. When they say the Mueller probe, oh my gosh, the Russia collusion, and it turns out to be a bust, that's when they lost 500,000, a half a million viewers they lost because they went after. And you know what? They're lying to the people, and it is, and everything the president, I hate to say it, is absolutely right when he tweets out like that, but he is, like Frank, you keep saying, clickbait. So of course they're going to keep.
The only person in American politics that comes close to commanding the media cycle the way that Donald Trump does is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, which is why she's the only one that could I think. Is would ever be in league with the president in terms of dominating the news cycle and being able to run against him. Now, she's not old enough to run against him, so she can't run in 2020, but that's why she'll be the leading Democratic candidate for president in 2024, because you see the same sort of vilification of her on Fox News that you see of Donald Trump on MSNBC. You've seen the same kind of celebrating of her among the hard left that you did among a lot of the so-called deplorables back in 2016. And these media networks are so dependent on numbers, and they need a villain and they need a hero. And Trump and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, they provide both.
Yeah, well said, Frankie Five Boroughs right there. Let me go to Janet before we break. Janet, good morning. Thanks for calling. How are you this morning?
Joe, we loved you the other night. Your kids are amazing. I have a picture of you and Olivia that you might want singing. And I'm going to tell you one quick thing.
Yes.
Standing for the Star Spangled Banner. I am a New York City school teacher, and I haven't done that in 22 years.
You can't. You're not allowed to. Do they play it at school at all, Janet, the Star Spangled Banner?
No, never, never, oh, never, never, ever.
You know what? You were so sweet. You came over, and it was so great to meet you, I have to tell you. And thank you for your service as a school teacher. And thank you for when you're in the car tuning in to the show every single morning. It was great to have you there.
And letting my Joe call me because I'm listening to you.
And you, what time are you going? What time? You got a class now coming up, right?
I'm already at school. I parked. Oh, I get here about 7:15. Class starts at 8.
Oh, my God. Janet, you are a treasure. And when you tell me you've been listening from day one and you listen every morning, I have to tell you with all our heart, for me and Frank and Alan, Debbie, thank you. And thanks for helping the kids. And God bless you. And it was so great to see you. Thank you for your kind words.
You too, Joe. Bye.
Okay, take care. See you next time. Take care. That's Janet. I love it. She comes up. She's like a teacher. You know how hard it is to be a teacher? You know, especially when you had students like me? Okay, me and Al. I mean, I still feel guilty to this day. She gets up, gets in the car, turns on the show, and then she listens as she goes to work, and it means the world to me. I mean, we're all in the same boat together. And then you know what I said on stage the other night? I'm going to go to break here at 7:35, and you're welcome to call on our Balance of Nature phone lines, 877-970-2999. I said, you know what? We're not going down. I always say we're not going down. I said, we're doing okay. Everything's great. And people broke out in spontaneous applause. Everybody believes in this country. Everybody feels we're doing okay. But when you watch the mainstream media and you watch all the negativity, I think they do it just to upset us so we tune in, or they like to get us angry. We are okay. Everything's all right, you know? And the problems that are bad, like when you have the shooting in Virginia, no one addresses it. They're not even going to cover it anymore. And no one has a plan. Here's a plan. Like, wouldn't it be great if the Democrats said they have no platforms? Democrats have nothing to offer us, right? Here's a plan on that. They're going to say guns, and you got to do guns. It's too broad of a stroke. You got to be specific. How are you going to stop that? How are we going to fix the infrastructure? How are you going to help the 3.6 black children who are living in poverty in the United States of America? We really should start embracing the issues because right now everything is great. We're doing great. And we have the ability to fix these ills, but because of the political fighting and the infighting, the people that need help get hurt the most. Joe on the radio, we appreciate it. Janet, thanks for coming in, and you are so welcome anytime. 7:36 right now. We'll go to the phones when we come back. 877-970-2999. Balance of Nature phone lines. And Brent Bozell will join us, and John Catsimatidis as well. Big Al is standing by with the headline news live and local on AM 970. The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
60 degrees at 7:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Senator and presidential candidate Cory Booker believes he's the best person to tackle gun violence in the National Rifle Association. On CNN's State of the Union yesterday, the Democrat said his proposal would effectively limit gun violence across the nation. The senator's comments come in the wake of Friday's deadly mass shooting in Virginia Beach, Virginia. He said tighter licensing laws and health issues could limit what is uniquely an American problem. Booker has said he would take executive action on the issue on day one of his presidency. Mayor de Blasio headed to Albany today. He's scheduled to meet with lawmakers to discuss end-of-session priorities. De Blasio wants to make sure the state doesn't forget about New York City when making decisions. A press conference will be held later in the afternoon, where the mayor is expected to lay out what he wants the state to accomplish before the session ends. De Blasio will return to the city this evening. In sports, the Yankees couldn't pull off a sweep of the Red Sox. They lost 8-5 last night at Yankee Stadium. Steven Matz gave up a pair of home runs in the first inning. Mets went on to lose 7-1 to the Diamondbacks in Arizona. Both locals are off today. The Yankees will open up a series against the Blue Jays in Toronto tomorrow night. Mets are home tomorrow night to face the Giants. NBA Finals Game 2, that goes to the Warriors, who beat the Raptors in Toronto 109-104. The series is now tied at a game apiece. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go out to the LIRR. Up to a 30-minute delay on the Huntington Porch F and Ronkonkoma branches. It's all due to some ongoing signal work. We're getting reports of delays on the PATH trains, Newark to World Trade. That's all due to police department activity. New Jersey Transit, a couple of canceled trains this morning. If you're going to be taking a ride right now to the A train, we're seeing delays heading downtown. And also another report from the LIRR. Looks like all westbound LIRR trains traveling through Jamaica up to a 45-minute delay because of the ongoing signal problems. If you're heading to the inbound GWB, that's 35, Lincoln 30, Holland about 40, kind of busy 78 eastbound getting out toward exit 20 with a collision over there, 18 north at Eggers Street into East Brunswick, a car fire to deal with, and the southbound freeway slowing down right in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Sunny today, high of 72. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Want a great night's sleep? Get a two-pack of MyPillows premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With me, I have Alan J. Murray, president and CEO of Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield and Anthem Company. How do you see the healthcare marketplace changing as a result of the state and federal policies changes?
I think what first and foremost is going to change is how those various policies interrelate with the technology that is beginning to come onto the market. Our policy really thinks about controlling what was, not necessarily what will be. And as we start thinking about artificial intelligence, machine learning, and the ability to transmit data, I mean, we're hearing terms like blockchain payment and a whole host of different things that they're going to have an impact on all of that.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 740 right now, 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. Remember Mario Perillo, Mr. Italy? Mario's son Steve has carried on the tradition of excellence, operating for 74 years, serving over a million happy guests. Steve Perillo personally guarantees you will have the vacation of a lifetime. That is the Perillo promise. Did you know that Perillo Tours, the Italy company, has been hosting visitors to Hawaii for 3 decades? Discover the natural beauty of Hawaii, oceanfront hotels, gourmet dining, unforgettable memories to last a lifetime. Each island is unique with its own personality. Choose from the 7-day two-islander tour or the 10-day three-islander tour, both guaranteed to please. Visit PerilloTours.com, please. Watch all the videos Steve put together for you, all right? You're going to love it. Hear firsthand from happy travelers and the wonderful experiences they had taking a Perillo tour. And yes, we look forward to October 19th when we leave on our Perillo Piscopo tour. That is going to be spectacular, and hopefully more to come. Call for the 2019 Italy or Hawaii brochure at 888-PERILLO, 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O, or visit, please, PerilloTours.com or your travel agent.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
We got you up and running on this Monday, 7:42 with Joe on the radio. Oh, yeah. June 3rd already on AM 970, The Answer, 877-970-2999. That's our Balance of Nature phone lines. Let me go to Neil on Staten Island. Neil, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. I wanted to talk about impeachment, but not impeachment of President Trump, impeachment of Congress. These people are like dead wood. We got a hole in the hull of the ship. The water is pouring in. All these illegals are coming across the border. These people are sitting on their hands. These people got no support that are coming into the country. We got to pay for everything. There's kidnapped children. There's raped women. And you know what? They're not even helping the president. They're supposed to be helping the country. They took an oath to protect this country, and they are doing nothing, Joe. They should be thrown out of office, every single one of them.
Yep. Amen. Amen, Neil. Right on the money. It's just a horrific situation, what's happening, how Congress is not working with the president. And I like to think that the president does bring up all the searing issues of the day that could help us, but no one wants to go along with him because it's President Trump, and even some of the Republicans would run for the hills, but I couldn't agree more. And impeachment, I said, you know, Frank said it from day one, and then I start thinking about it. Bring it on. Maxine Waters. Impeach 45. That's all she says. That's all this. I have no idea what Maxine Waters stands for, except impeach 45. Rashida Tlaib, impeach, impeach. You know what? Bring it on. Bring it on. I want to see the president say exactly that. Look right at the camera and go, you know what? Impeach, bring it on. There's not a thing that he did wrong. There's no way that that can happen. It'll never get through. And impeach for what? It's like we're dumb. If they think we're dumb, impeach what? Obstruction of justice for what? And then it's the Russia collusion narrative. And then I was watching my buddy Bill Maher the other day. I say my buddy because we all kind of came up together, you know. And Bill's a very, very smart comic. Yeah, politically, I understand. But he is. He's very, very smart. And I'm not attacking Bill because it's a way left show and it's a whole thing. But it was all about the Russians on the Bill Maher show on HBO. And I'm watching this going, you know, the Russians are the minor league players. I know it. Why? Because I'm on the radio with you every morning and we research this and I see it and I see all the stories and we layer it. And then we see what is fake news, what is not fake. It's a lot of work and I got to go back and forth and research it. Then I talk to Frankie. Frankie's got to tell me what's going on. And then you bring guys like Gordon Chang on and Peter Navarro on. And you know what? It's not the Russians. The Russians are minor league players. Due respect to the Russians, we love them. It's not the Russians, it's the Chinese. And that's what the president has his eye on the Chinese. So now they go Russia collusion, that goes away, right? That goes away. It's a bust. It's a witch hunt. It just doesn't work. It's not grasping on. The narrative has failed. The false narrative of the Russia collusion with the Mueller probe has failed. Now they switched on Bill's show. They switched. They said Donald Trump's the dictator. He's the dictator. And that was the mantra. And I had to watch. And I have to tell you, I watch it smirking because it's like they have nothing else. This is all they got. They start with the dictator. They did a whole segment on why Donald Trump is a dictator. Because what happened to the Russia collusion? And if someone at least said in the media, because and this is what somebody has to say to Bill on the air. It's the way that they can't stand President Trump or don't understand. Let me be a little nicer. The way they don't understand President Trump, that's the way we feel about every single person, at least the way I feel about Hillary. I don't hate Hillary. They have a hate. I don't have a hate. I just don't understand it. And when I say, what have they done? What has the left done for this country? What initiative is in place to help those less fortunate, to help you and I pay less taxes, to secure us, to help us safe? What president on the, presidential nominee on the left, who in the Democratic primary, there's not one, you know, as much as they may not have faith in this president, we feel 1,000 times toward the other side that way. So it's interesting because when they can't get that narrative to stick, and it is just an embarrassment. And rather than saying, you know what, we blew it. You know, I looked at it. I am sorry. Any humility from Congress, any humility from even Adam Schiff over the weekend said impeachment will not stick. And you know, but you got to be, look, we made a mistake. We called this wrong. We said there would be the Russia collusion was an absolute bust, you know, and they just won't say it. And then they'll switch the narrative. Now it's the dictator, Donald Trump, the dictator. And I wish, I really do. You know, this is what's wrong with me because I'm not guilty as charged. I love the entertainment value of it all. If I were the president, if I was close to the president, I'd say, Mr. President, do the military parade. I've said this before. And then wear a uniform. This is, I swear to God, I would love to see this. Just to needle them on the other side. Have the president wear a uniform, come on, with braids off his shoulders. Come on. He would cross his arms, you know, and then he'd have the scrambled eggs, a cap, a military cap on, with the shades, with the General MacArthur shades. Oh! How great would that be? I want to see a military parade like that. And the president just going, hey, look, I love this country. And now we're going to have our military parade. And then he dresses up. You want a dictator? You got your dictator right there. Hey, also, you know what I want to talk to you about? And please give me a call on this because I need your help. 877-970-2999. About the gun violence. And like Al just reported that Cory Booker, you know, Cory is not surfacing at all. A very bright guy, but politically, we may disagree with Cory, but very, very smart. And I know, and I understand the criticisms, but he's a longtime Newark friend. So, but he says he wants to take on gun violence. At least he's addressing gun violence. But they go after the NRA. The NRA brings, and correct me if I'm wrong here, because I'm not a gun owner, But the NRA brings law and order to gun ownership. They bring you, you know, you're within an organization that is for safely using guns for your own self-protection. And now they always go after the NRA. That is such a bogus, false attack. It's like you can't to go at the NRA. You need that. Those were the gun owners that are civilized, that keep everything safe, are in the NRA. It's the rogue, crazy people. How do you address that on the outside? I'm not hearing an answer on that. How do you address those people that grab guns who are mentally ill and then kill 12 people, kill 11 people down there in Virginia, you know? They're blaming the NRA, blaming guns. And then I understand the criticism here is when you see a progressive socialist try to take your guns away, you think immediately of Stalin. I think of Chairman Mao. And that's the first tenet of socialism, and is to disarm the public. And that scares even me, and I am not a gun owner. 749 with Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. That is our Balance of Nature phone line. You're always welcome to join us. Debbie Duhame is out there looking out for you. I'll tell you what, when my ex-wife, she just gushed when I said, honey, did I say honey? Did I call her honey? I said Kimberly, right? I said Kimberly.
I don't remember. I don't remember, but very nice to each other. It was very nice to see his beautiful family with your beautiful children.
Yes.
You know, but she was so nice. Mm. She was so sweet.
Yes.
She's like, hi, Debbie. She was so nice. And then, I'm telling you,
yeah,
your kids are gorgeous, too. This combination just worked, you know?
Yeah.
The combination worked. I'm just saying.
That's the thing. Oh, Lord. I said, I said, Kimberly. I said, Debbie Duhame. It's Debbie Duhame. She said, oh, she's such a big fan. It was great. So,
that was so sweet.
Yeah, that was so nice
of her to say. It really was. So,
and you took time with everybody wanted a Debbie Duhame picture. Everybody wanted to talk with Debbie. You were very gracious. And thank you for that, Deb. We love you for that.
Oh, I had such a great time. I mean, what an outstanding show. And then to see all of our listeners there, it was so much fun.
What a
wonderful evening. And I'm still singing all the songs. I can't stop singing them. Swear to God. Da, 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 da.
We'll have to put some on for you this morning.
Oh, I love this music. I'll send Al the playlist. Okay?
Yeah, there you go, please. Not that he'll play it. That doesn't always mean that he'll play it.
I can ask.
751, Debbie's on the roads for you. Yeah, come on. AM 970, The Answer. How we doing, Deb, this morning?
Let's see what's happening, Joe. First of all, 18 northbound at Egger Street, getting into east of Brunswick. Looks like the right lane is still blocked here. It's all due to a car fire, and that's why it's pretty busy getting out through that area. We're still seeing delays on 78 eastbound, right at exit 18. It's an accident on that ramp. And it's kind of busy on the Garden State Parkway northbound, heading up through 125. Then you're busy right up toward 140. Inbound side of the GWB 30, Lincoln 35. Over at the Holland, that's about 40 minutes getting into town. And we're seeing some slowdowns on the southbound Garden State Parkway at 172, with an accident getting out toward Montvale. Stop and go as well as you head to that inbound side of the Gowanus, getting up and out toward that prospect. The westbound BQE at the LIE, some earlier problems cleared. Throgstack Bridge, busy into the Bronx with a disabled car. And traffic is still moving slowly on the LIE westbound through Woodhaven Boulevard. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder knows why Mueller doesn't want to testify publicly.
Here's the deal. Mueller feels he's already testified. He wrote a 400-plus page report on the investigation.
Everything's in there.
Interviewed all those witnesses, took all those depositions, had all those investigators, spent $25, $30 million. Why do I need to come and testify again? What's the point?
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
I want to say something about rush tax resolution. You know, I've always been blown away by people who are in trouble with the IRS and try and deal with it themselves. You know, people who wouldn't try fixing their own plumbing or fixing their own car. No problem picking up the phone and trying to deal with their own tax issues with the IRS. They owe a ton of money. They can't pay the IRS. And they think, oh, I can handle this. This is crazy. The IRS is nothing to mess with. So what do? Call Rush Tax Resolution. Take one listener who owed over $90,000 after hearing me talk about Rush Tax. She picked up the phone. Rush Tax got the IRS to settle her case for $100 total. Now, even if you don't qualify for the IRS forgiveness program, Rush Tax can still protect you, fight the IRS on penalties, and get you the lowest payment plan. They've got an A-plus rating and an incredible zero complaint history with the BBB. Rush Tax is the only company I recommend. 855-IRS-CALL. 855-IRS-CALL. Rush Tax will tell you right away if they can help you. They won't take their case if they can't help you. 855-477-2255. 855-IRS-CALL or RushTaxResolution.com. That's RushTaxResolution.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Wow, that was fast. 7:54 with Joe on the radio. Joe Lumberg coming up. Hey, when it comes to protecting your home and your family, trust one of the longest standing names in New York. Trust Honig Conte Porino Insurance, please. Honig Conte Porino Insurance has been in Manhattan for over 100 years and is family owned, providing coverage for four generations. They are consistent and face to face. You know, I love family owned. I'm with the guys tonight. We're having dinner tonight. And I love when it's family owned and operated. You know, you get a more personal touch, and that's what you get with Honig Conte Porino. No automated services. They work with each client individually, you know, and personally. These guys handle each client as if they were family. That's what I love about this. This is what I'm telling you. These guys handle everybody. Like if you walk into the office, they make you feel comfortable. And, you know, that's the most important thing at all. HonigConte.com is where you got to go. Whether it's providing homeowners insurance, business insurance, or renters insurance, Michael Honig, Michael Conte are names you can trust. Call the Michaels today, please. 212-777-7113. All right, tree, as we used to say on Bloomfield Avenue. 212-777-7113. Or visit them at HonigConte.com, HonigConte.com. Honig Conte Porino Insurance. Not just here to provide insurance, but insurance guidance.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Joe Lumberg is our marathon man, meteorologist. Good morning, Joe. How you doing this morning? Yeah,
right,
I got
he's
you.
Not there.
I got you. Know, I know you had trouble early on. I heard you yelling at some guy.
No, I wasn't. I was not yelling.
No, you were. You were. I take that back. You weren't yelling. I know when you yell. You were very, very nice.
Thank
and you.
You
were talking to some guy named George.
Yeah, is George, our camera guy on Tuesdays.
That's
he
George?
Does the overnights on Monday, so he
so
was
he
informing
was, he
me
was,
to say, ah, here we go. We got Joe Lumberg.
We
Hold
got
on,
Joe. We got Joe back,
yeah.
Joey. We thought we lost you for a second there, Joey. How you
yeah.
doing?
Everything I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's been a good weekend. How about you?
What'd you do? What'd you do? Go crazy on the bike this weekend?
Yeah, yeah. I did a bunch of miles Friday and Saturday and some yesterday. Yeah, I did. I went kind of crazy.
So you're continuous day to day. My God, I don't know how you do it. I take one on, one off. That's what I always do. I can't do continuous like that. How many
I'm
miles
used to
on
a heavy
Saturday?
Workload. Huh? Friday I did 86. Saturday I did 56. And Sunday I did 36.
Good night. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. God, you're unbelievable. I love you, man. Hey, Joe, we got a great day today, yes?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's going to feel a little bit like, early May, late April with sunshine upper 60s near 70 with a gusty wind. Cool tonight, sunny tomorrow, low 70s, and then we'll see a shower or two, maybe a thunderstorm later Wednesday. That could be our only day of the week with rain this week.
Ooh, so it's good today. What do we got? Give me a top temperature today. What are you
70 degrees.
At?
70.
We love it. We're loving it. And thank you, Joey. You're a monster. You're an animal, and we love you for that, Joe Lumberg. Appreciate it very
You're
much,
welcome.
Joey. All right, talk to you a little bit. Joe Lumberg right there. All those miles. I must say, though, when I do work out every day, I do like my 14-minute workout. You know what I mean? I'll do the
in
quick.
A suit.
Like, yep. Yeah. Well, in a suit. Yeah, maybe sometimes, but just hit it and quit it. But I could never sustain what Joe Lumberg's doing. That is amazing what he's doing.
That's impressive.
Bike.
He runs all runs all these races, swimming, all this
you,
stuff. It's
I'm
great.
Telling you, an inspiration. But Al, you're not doing so bad yourself.
Nah,
either,
no, come on. I'm a wimp compared to him.
Nah, get
I got back, people dropping doing sit ups and push ups in front of me. I got people staring at me with my hair, which I'm shaving off. I'm going to try and shave the mohawk off today.
This is big news. We'll have
Thank
to get into
goodness.
When we come back.
And Now Frank can look at me.
Frank is very happy. He can make eye contact now. Brent Bozell has a new book, Unmasked: Big Media's War on Trump. Brent will join us from the Media Research Center. John Katz on the show live. Coming up, Adam Green as well, and you always on our Balance of Nature phone lines, 877-970-2999.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.